It's a big schus for me to sub for Rabbi Elfin at today's Daf Yomi, and I give the Shira Bracha that we should all be together in 7.5 years at the next seam of Machzor of Daf Yomi.
Substitute again in 7.5 years.
Okay, today's Daf is Brachas Daf Yudalet Amid Aleph. We're going to begin the Sugya on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara refers back to the Mishnah where we had a Machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Uveprakim Shoyel. So this was the lashon of Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that we, as the Mishnah explains, there are different paragraphs. There's the prakim are between Shema and Vahoyim Shemoya, between Vahoyim Shemoya and Vayoymer, and also the two brachas that precede Shema. And then the last one is between Vayoymer and Emes V'Yatziv. And on this, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Mishnah, and he says that Emes, between Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you should not be mafsik, and the halacha, as we're going to see, is like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that between the paragraphs, you are allowed to ask someone who you have to have honor for, and umeshiv, he says, and you can also respond. And the pashtus is, he means umeshiv, you can respond for kovod. In be'emtza haperik, in the middle of a paragraph, there you are only allowed to ask, to initiate mipnei yira, from someone that you have to have fear for, umeshiv, and you can also respond. Again, the pashtus pshat is that remeir means you can respond mipnei hayira. On this, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda goes a step further. He's more makel than Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, be'emtza, if you're in the middle of one of these paragraphs, then shoyel mipnei yira, you're allowed to initiate for yira umeshiv mipnei kovod. You're even allowed to respond, because responding is always more kulladic than initiating. If somebody said shalom to you, then it gives you more of a right to respond to them. So umeshiv, even if they are covered, he goes further than Rav Meir. Beprakim, if you're in the middle of the between one paragraph and another, there you can even ask mipnei kovod, says Rav Yehuda, umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. So this is the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Agav, we should explain what does it mean that you're allowed to ask and answer mipnei hayira. So Rashi in the Mishnah says mipnei hayira adam shehu yori mipanav shelo yargenu, someone that you're afraid of that he will kill you. The other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, because they say if it's speaking about someone that might kill you, we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Kola Torah Kula. So what would be the Chiddush to tell me that you're allowed to ask or answer because of fear of someone who'll kill you? And therefore they learn that Menei Yira means a person that you have a person that you have an obligation to have fear for example, a father or a mother or a Rebbe. That's what it means with Ne'ira. It doesn't mean someone that might kill you. To answer Rashi, the Meforshim explain that Rashi holds that this person, he's not going to kill you because you're not giving him shalom, but he's a person that has the power for another offense. He might kill you. So the Chazal said it makes sense that you should ask and answer mipnei yira. It's such a person, even though there's no shash that he's going to kill you right now. Now let's see the Gemara inside. Ubeprakim shoyel, and Rav Meir said umeshiv. So the Gemara says meshiv machmas mai. Rav Meir was ambiguous in what he said. He said, and you answer. What are you answering to? What's the situation? Ilem mipnei kovod. If it means that you're answering with Nea Kovod, and others, for example, Bain HaPrakim, between one paragraph and another. Rav Meir says you can even initiate Mipnei HaKovid, umeshiv, and what would umeshiv mean? That you can also respond Mipnei HaKovid? That doesn't make sense. Why? Hashta Mishal Shaul, if I can take the initiative Bain HaPrakim to ask Mipnei HaKovid, Aduri Meboya. Rashi brought this down in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to ask this question. Here's the question. The Gemara says, if I can initiate, I can certainly respond. What would Rav Meir have to tell me that you're also allowed to respond? Ella, I have to interpret the words of Rav Meir when he said umeshiv, that he means the following. Ella shoyel mipnei hakoved. You're bein haprakim, between one paragraph and another. You're allowed to ask for honor of someone that you have to honor. Umeshiv, but you can even respond further, shalom l'chalotim. You can, if somebody, anyone initiated and said shalom to you, you can respond. That's how I'm going to have to explain Rav Meir's words. Now let's go further. Amos Seifet, let's go to the end of what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir said, "Ube'emtza shoyel mipnei ayira umeshiv." If you're in the middle of a paragraph, so you're only allowed to ask, you're only allowed to initiate someone that you have fear from, as we explained the Machlokes Rishonim, what that means. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer and respond. Again, Rav Meir is ambiguous. He doesn't say what umeshiv means. The Gemara asked, meshiv machmas mai. What did Rav Meir mean when he said the word umeshiv and you can respond? Ilei mivnei hayira. If you're going to tell me that Rav Meir meant to say, you can initiate mivnei hayira when you're be'emtza, and you can respond. We have the same question like we had before. Hashta mishul shol adur meboya. If I can even initiate it, so does Rav Meir have to tell me that I could respond? If I can even go to the extent of initiating, I could certainly respond. There would be no reason for a mayor to tell me such a thing. Ella, what am I going to have to say, bal korchach? What will I have to interpret Rav Meir's words, umeshiv, ella mipnei hakovet? What Rav Meir is saying is that I'm allowed in the middle of a paragraph to initiate only for Yira, but I may respond even for Kovet. Hainu de Rabbi Yehuda. If you follow this to the nth degree, it comes out that what Rabbi Meir is saying is mamish exactly the way Rabbi Yehuda said it. Distan, it says in our Mishnah, following Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the emtsa in the middle of a paragraph, shoyel mipnei Yira, you can ask only, you can initiate only for Yira. Umeshiv and they are covered, but you can respond even for someone that you have to honor. Ubeprakim, in between one paragraph and another, where it's easier, shoyel mipnei hakoved, you can initiate even for honor. And umeshiv, you could respond shalom l'chol adam, to anyone. It comes out that if our interpretation of Rav Meir is correct, then he'll be saying identical with Rav Yehuda, and then there's no machlokes. So obviously, our pshat in Rav Meir is not correct. Therefore, the Gemara says we have to go back to our original pshat. The original pshat is umeshiv, that what Rav Meir holds, whatever you can initiate, that's the amount that you can respond to. So if I can initiate mivnei hayira, I can respond mivnei hayira. If I can initiate mivnei hakoved, I can respond mivnei hakoved. If so, our basic question comes, so what does it mean umeshiv? And he responds, what does Rav Meir have to tell you that? If you can initiate, certainly you can respond. The answer is, there are words missing in the Mishnah. Chesuri mechsuri v'achitani. The words that are missing in the Mishnah are, it should have said the following, b'prakim, if you're in between one parak and another, shoyel mivnei hakoved. So Rav Meir says you can initiate for honor. The ain't sarch loimer shu meshiv. I don't even have to tell you. Not that it says in the Mishnah umeshiv, but these four words are missing. The ain't sarch loimer shu meshiv. You can even initiate when they cover it, and it goes without saying that you can respond. Ube emtza, and if you're in the middle of one of the prakim, then you can only initiate mipnei ayira, shoyel mipnei ayira. And again, there's four words missing. Vein sarch loimer shu meshiv divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir meant to say. He meant to say, I don't even have to tell you that you could be meshiv. And it comes out, the Rav Meir sheet is, that whatever you can initiate, that's what you can respond to. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, be'emtza shoyel mipnei ayira. In the middle, you can ask for somebody that you have to have fear from, but umeshiv, you can respond more. Mipnei hakoved, you can even respond mipnei hakoved for someone you have to honor. Uber prakim, and in between one parak and another, shoyel mipnei hakoved, you can even initiate for kovid. Umeshiv, shalom l'chalotim, you're allowed to respond shalom from any person. So this is the final pshat that the Gemara wants to say in the words of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Tanya nami hachi, we learned like this exactly in a brisa. In the Mishnah, we put in a chsuri mechsuri, there were words missing. Those four words that are missing in the Mishnah were found in a brisa that it says it distinctly. The Tanya Nami Hachi, Akaris HaShema, if somebody was reading Shema, a Pogaboy Raboy, and he met his Rebbe, a gadol heimenu, or someone greater than him. So biprakim, if he's between one paragraph and another, shoyel mipnei akavid, and here comes those missing words, the ain tzarich loymer shehu meshiv. Reb Meir says you could certainly respond mipnei hakavid if you can initiate. Ubeemtza, if you're in the middle of a paragraph, so then you're only allowed to shoyel mipnei ayir, you're only allowed to initiate for someone that you're mechuyev to fear. The ain tzarich loymer, and it goes without saying shehu meshiv divrei Reb Meir. So the Brisa puts those words in distinctly beferish, which we wanted to say in our Mishnah, are missing in the Mishnah. What is Rabbi Yehuda Shitta? The same like we have in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Be'em tzashom b'nei a year, in the middle you can ask only for Yira. Umeshiv, you can respond b'nei akavid. Ubeprakim, if you're in between one paragraph and another, shoyel b'nei akavid, then you can ask for honor. Umeshiv shalom b'cholam, you can respond to every person. So our pshat of suri mechsuri in the Mishnah is borne out with a beferish brisa, and it is the correct explanation in the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Boy mine echi tana debe Rab Chia me Rab Chia. Bahalel ube Megillah mao sheyafsik. What the connection of this question is in our sugya of Kriyishma is very obvious, that just like we were discussing the halachas of when you can be mafsik in Kriyishma, now the Gemara wants to find out, can you be mafsik when you're reciting Halel and Megillah? Echi was a Tana of Brises in the Beis HaMedrash of Rab Chia, and he asked this following question from the Rosh of the Beis HaMedrash, which was Rab Chia. Bahalal uba Megillah mao sheyafsik, Rashi says, L'shila shalom. The same Shaila that we had before by Krishma, now we're going to go over to Hala Megillah. And the Gemara is going to present two options, two ways to look at this question, the two sides of the question. The Bach is Garis, me Amrinan, do we say Kal V'chaymer? If Krishma Doraisa Poisek, if you can make a interruption in the middle of saying Krishma, which is a mitzvah Doraisa, according to the criteria that we had of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, Meira, Mikavit, etc., but you're allowed to legally interrupt your Krishma, which is Doraisa, mitzvah from the Torah, so Halel Derabbanan Meboya, is there a question that you can interrupt the saying of Halel, which is only a mitzvah Derabbanan? That's one way, one side of the question. Or maybe pursue me nisa adiv. Although Halel and Megillah is only midrabbanan, but they have a certain uniqueness to both of them that you're trying to publicize the miracle. Halel, you're publicizing the miracles of the Yom Tovim, and Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Yudalid Amid Alf asked the famous question: why don't we say Halel on Purim? And one of the Gemara's answers is because Kriyasa Zui Lula. The reading of the Megillah itself is the like a hidden, as Rav Huttner explains, is like the whole Ness of Purim was hidden, so the Megillah is also, the Halel on Purim is also a hidden form of saying Halel, but the Megillah constitutes saying praise to Hashem. And what is the purpose of singing the praises of Hashem? To be Mefarsim, to publicize the miracle. So perhaps because it has this greatness to it, that it's publicizing the Nisim that Hashem did, so perhaps you're also to be Mafsik. You're not allowed to interrupt in the middle, even though it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. Amar lei, what was Rav Chiya's response to this question? Paisik vein bekachlum, you can interrupt in the middle, and there's no problem. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Yomim shayachid goymer ben es a halal." So we know that we have a whole halal, and we have where you only say chotzi halal. Let's say Rosh Chodesh, you only say half halal. So Rabba made the following rule: if it's a day where the individual is finishing halal, so the rule is ben perik leperik, between one paragraph of halal and another, poisik, you can interrupt. But if you're in the middle of that the paragraph, ain't a poisik, you're not allowed to interrupt. The yomim she'ena yachid goymer ben es a halal, and the days in which the individual does not complete the halal, let's say Rish Chodesh, afilu be'emtza perik poisik, then you're allowed to interrupt even in the middle of a perik. For what purpose can you interrupt? Like we had in the whole sugya here, mipnei akavid or mipnei ayira. But for example, just to chap a shmuz, to talk to another person, that you would not be allowed, even on the days where you do not complete halal. Frag the Gemara Eini, is that so? Vor Rav Bar Shava Iklu Lagabi de Ravina. He came to visit Ravina. And it was the days in which an individual did not complete halal haveh. And he did not interrupt. He didn't give him shalom. He didn't respond to shalom. And it was only a half halal. And according to you, Rabbah, you're allowed to interrupt. So why didn't he interrupt the end for the Gemara? More answer: Shani Rav Bar Shava Deloy Chashev Alei De Ravina. Ravina didn't hold that he's in the category of interrupting for. If he would have been a great Rosh Hashiva, a great person in Ravina's eyes compared to Ravina, then Ravina would have in fact interrupted. But apparently, he in the stature of who Ravina was, Rav Bar Shava was not on his level, and he felt that it's not enough for him to interrupt in order to greet Rabbi Shava in the middle of saying halal, even though it was only chatzi halal. Now, this long Tosfos here, we're not going to go through the whole Tosfos, obviously, but just some major, very important points. Tosfos brings down from the Machzor Vitri, it's approximately in the middle of the Tosfos, the cost of the Machzor Vitri, Kivan She'eino Ela Minig Ba'almim Loi Mevachin Aleh. First of all, Tosfos says that whereas on the days in which you complete halal, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. On the days when you don't complete halal, it's only a minig ba'alma. And then the Machzor Vitri's opinion is that you don't make a bracha on a minig ba'alma. According to the Machzor Vitri, when you say chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh, you would not precede it with a bracha. Tosfos' opinion is that you do, he agrees that it's only a minig, but Tosfos says you do make a bracha even on a minig. And Tosfos brings a very nice raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav ikla lebovel, chazina david kakor b'Rosh Chodesh, sovr lafsakinu. Rav saw that they were saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, so he thought, Pirish, Shayasaivir, Shayagarmanaisai. He thought they're going to say the whole halal. But once he saw that they're skipping, Shema mina minig of a sambi a day. So he said, it's only a minig. So Tosfos says that if the Machzor Vitri would be correct, that you don't make a bracha on a minig, so why did he wait till he saw they were skipping? He right away, he should have seen at the beginning of halal, they didn't make a bracha. Either saying halal, it's just a minig. So the fact that he had to wait till they're skipping is a proof that you do make a bracha even on a minig. That's now, perhaps I didn't see any meforshim. Maybe he came when they were saying the first paragraph in halal. He missed the bracha. He walked in. He saw. So he didn't realize. According to the Machzor Vitri, you could say had he been there at the beginning, he would have understood that it's only a minig because they're not making a bracha. But he came in late in the Beis Medrash and he thought they're going to say it all halal. He only figured it out once he saw that they were skipping. Tosfos has another point though. Like we said, you're allowed to be mafsik for kavod or yira, but just to shmooze, you're not allowed to. Says Tosfos, if there would be no bracha at the beginning and the end, why can't I interrupt even to talk to somebody? In other words, by kriya shma, where the question is you're only allowed in there kavod or yira, is because you have brachas in the front of kriya shma, brachas in the end of kriya shma, so you're not supposed to be mafsik in that whole section. But if halal would not have any bracha, says Tosfos, at the beginning or at the end, why can't I be mafsik in the middle? The other opinion, Machzor Vitri, says no. That even if there is no bracha at the beginning or the end, but what are you in the middle of doing? You're in the middle of saying praises, halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for these nisim, which are supposed to be mefarsim in public. So it's not proper even to be mafsik, unless it's mikavod or yira, but otherwise for just talking, it's not proper to be mafsik, even though you don't have a bracha. So it comes out, there's a big machloik, is whether you make a bracha on a minig. Our minig, of course, is that we make a bracha even on a minig of saying chatzi hal. Says the Gemara further. The Gemara is not going to be good. Very good point. Boy minei ashion tana debei rav ami hashori betainus maushi yitoy. If a person is fasting, can he taste something? Why is this Gemara brought in here? We're learning about Kriya Shema, about Hafsik. Hal Megillah we got in because it's also about Hafsik. What does this have to do with it? So the Meforshim explained that once we brought the last Gemara, Boy Minei Eichi, Tana Debei Rabchiyah Merabchiyah, so this is a very similar Gemara. Boy Minei Ashiyan, who was also a Tana Debei Rabami, he taught Brises, Merabami, he asked, he was in the base measure of Rabami, and he asked the following question from Rabami, and also the response that he got from Rav Ami is almost identical to the response that Rav Chiya, that they got, that Echi got from the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Chiya. So that's why we bring this sugyin, which has no shachs with Kriya Shema. Hashori b'tanya, someone is in the middle of a fast, ma'u sheyitam, can he just taste something? The second bottom Tosfos Rabbeinu Chananel says, shechoyzer upoilet, he's not tasting it and swallowing it, but as Rashi points out, the fourth line, as hatavshel adasim tzarech melech etam, he just wants to taste it to see if it needs salt or spices. So is he allowed to do that or not? He's going to spit it out, he's not going to swallow it. What's the shaila? Achilu shdi akibulei, did he accept upon himself eating or drinking? V'haleka, he's not eating or drinking, he's just tasting. Oidil mahano akibulei, or maybe he accepted upon himself not to have pleasure, and mimele is having pleasure, v'ha ikka. Tosfos points out that this shaila is not by a tainus that's a Yom Kippur or written in Zechariah, Tzoyma Revi, Tzoyma Chamishi, those fasts, that avada you're not allowed to taste. But kibul ole, we're speaking about a tainus yachid, something that a person accepted upon himself. So there, what did he mean by his acceptance? Amrele, toim vein bekachlum, he can taste, no problem. And here again, it's mamish like, similar to the lashon we had before. Poisik vein bekachlum, and here he uses the words toim vein bekachlum, that's why we brought it in this sugya. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Chananel says, not only on the side, on the tzad of achilu shtia, he didn't do anything wrong, he just tasted it and spit it out, but even on the side of hanoah, that's not called hanoah. If you spit something out, that's not called hanoah, memela, it is mutter. Tanya nami hachi, we learned like this in a brisa, mitaem is someone who's just tasting something, ain't a tuna bracha, you don't have to make a bracha. Vashori betainis, someone who's in a tainis, as we explained, his own tainis that he accepted upon himself, toyim vemekachlum, he tastes, and there's no problem. Ad kama, how much is called to ima that there's no problem? Like I once heard a story, a boy, on Erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to taste the macholim, whether they need salt or pepper. And there was once a boy who was tasting, and his mother saw that he eats up half of the cholent and half of the potato kugel. So what's going on here? Either toyameo, you know, you taste it. So he says, no, but the pasuk says, toyameo chayim zochel, v'gamoy aveo, those who love it, gedula b'choru. So I took a big piece. So the Gemara is asking over here, at Kama, like where does Te'ima stop and where the it's not Te'ima anymore. Rav Ami Rav Asi Tame Ad Shir Rav Yasa. Rav Ami Rav Asi used to taste on a fast that they proclaimed upon themselves until a Revius. A Revius, Rav says Revius Halug, which in our measurements is 3 to 5 fluid ounces. And more than that, even though you're going to spit it out, that is called a Hana, and it would be Asir even for a of Tainus that you accept upon yourself. Amar Rav. If a person gives shalom to his friend before Shmoyne Esrei, that's what it means, Kodesh Yisrael. Ki ilu asa bama, as the Marsha explains, it's like you're building a bama. The tefill is b'makom karbonos, and if you go and greet someone else, it's as if you went away from the karbonos of the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, and you went to a private bum, a private altar, and you're greeting this person. Shenemar, chidlu lachem en adam, go away from the person, asher neshama be'apoy, ki b'amen nechshefu, who has breath in his through his nostrils. What is he worth? So Rashi says, what other reason would there be? The Torah is not telling you to be antisocial. Why should I be chidul lachem en adam unless I'm busy, I'm supposed to be davening to Hashem, and I go and greet another human being? Al tikri bameh, don't say with what, elabama. The Shalom HaKadosh says, wherever it says al tikri, doesn't mean there's a mistake in the word bameh, but you can't understand one word without the other word, which is uses the same letters but different nekudos. Ella Boma, it's a Boma. It's as if you built a Boma. Ushmul Omer, no. You don't have to change the word to Boma. You can use the word Bameh. Bameh, Hashafte Lezev, Veloy Lelaka. For what reason, what was the reason that you gave value, Hashivas, to a human being and not to a Kodesh Baruch, who you're supposed to be davening? Master Rav Sheish is asked from our Sugya. Viprakim Shomaneh Kavadu Meshiv, that Rav Meir said that if you're in between paragraphs, you're allowed to ask and answer for kavod, and where is that? What are you? Which part of davening are you doing that in? Kriyishma. Kriyishma is before Shmoneh Esrei, and you said you're not allowed to greet somebody before Shmoneh Esrei, and here we allow you to greet before Shmoneh Esrei. Tirgumah Rav Abba b'mashkel l'pischoi. When is it also to greet somebody before davening Shmoneh Esrei? That's when you get up and you go to his house. So that's taka like building a bama. That's usher. But if you happen to meet somebody there, and even if you're davening krishma there, you're allowed to be meshiv and shoyal according to the psakim of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Rashi says the next three lines we skip, which are in parentheses, and we begin from Amar Rav Didi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan. Asher lo l'adam lasis chafetz of kadem shishbal. A person is not allowed to do his regular mundane activities before he davens. Shenemar tzedek lefon of yaloch. Rashi explains that tefillah is matzdik a person to his creator. V'yosam l'derech pamav. Once you've davened first, then you could put your feet to the way. You can go on your daily activities. V'amar Rav Didi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan. Kol ha'mispal v'achkach yotzel derech. Whoever davens and then goes on his way, Hakadosh Baruch Hu oishlo chafetz. Hashem takes care of his needs and he has a successful day. Shenemar tzedek lefon of yaloch. If the Adam, the human being, davens first, then v'yasem, according to this pshat in the pasuk, not the person goes on his way, but Hashem will place his derech, palm of his feet, on the right path, and he'll be matzliach in his daily activity. Amar Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Zera, kol lon shivas yom b'lechalayim, a person who sleeps 7 days without Hashem bring a dream to him, nikra ra, he's considered evil. Shenemar, this the way the pasuk is actually written is v'saveya, a person who is satiated, yolin, and he's sleeping, bal yifkad, and the dreams don't meet him. Ra is ra, al tikri saveya, don't say it means satiated, but rather al sheva, the same letter is different nekudos. So it means v'sheva yolin bal yifkad. If a person slept for 7 days and Hashem did not meet him with a dream, he is considered ra. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Chiya bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Hamasbia Atzman B'Divrei Torah. He uses the word v'saveya, satiated, and the pasuk is telling you, according to this pshat, whoever satiates himself with Divrei Torah before he goes to sleep, the lun, and then he goes to sleep, he doesn't necessarily go to sleep after the news, but even if he saw the news before he goes to sleep, he learns Torah, and that's the way he goes to sleep. So for that mesiris nefesh of learning before he goes to sleep, Hashem does not tell him any bad tidings. Shenemar, the saveya yolin, Baal Yifkad Ra, if he satiates himself with Torah, he will not be visited with any bad news. The Mishnah continued, Eilen Bein Aprakim, and at the end it says that Emes V'Yatzev is a machloikus, whether you can be mafsik in between there or not. Amar Rav Huam Rav Yochanan, Allah Rav Yehuda, Allah is like Rav Yehuda, the Amar, Bein Alekechem, Emes V'Yatzev, Loi Yafsik, you should not be mafsik. That's not one of the Bein Aprakim. Amar Rav Huam Rav Yochanan, my time of the Rav Yehuda, what's his reason? There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu which says, Vashem Elikim Emes. So since I see the word Elikim goes together with the word Emes, so Memela we have to say Hashem Lekechem Emes together. Chayzer v'aymer Emes, or Yena Chayzer v'aymer Emes. It's speaking about he finished Krishma and he's waiting for the Chazan to finish. There was a hefsek in the middle. Now when he starts V'yatziv, does he repeat the word Emes or not? Amar Rabbi Vu Amar Rabbi Yochanan is a machloikus. Chayzer v'aymer Emes. Yes, you repeat Emes. Rabba Amar. Rabba says Eina Chayzer v'aymer Emes. He does not repeat the word Emes, and that's how we paskin. We start with the word v'yatziv. Now, this next shaila is related, but it's not speaking about an individual. It's speaking about the shliach tzibur. Hahu denachas kamed de rabba. There's this person who went down in front of rabba. As we learned in the Gemara before, he's supposed to daven mimamakim, from the depths. And Rav Heinemann Shul in Baltimore, the shliach tzibur davens in a groove. There's a ditch there. It's lower than everybody else. So the person came down in front of rabba. He was the shliach tzibur. Shamei rabba. Rabba heard the amar emes emes trei zimni. So the Mephoreshim explained, if he would have said like Ar Shliach Tzibur Hashem Elekechem Emes, and then he would have repeated out loud Hashem Elekechem Emes, Rabbah would have no problem. But Rabbah didn't hear him say that. Rabbah just heard him say the word Emes Emes two times. Amar Rabbah call Emes Emes Tafsilahai. This guy, Rashi says, Riatushal Emes, a flow, a stream of Emes, this person grabbed. In other words, he disapproved of what the Shliach Tzibur had done. Amar Rav Yosef, Kamama'al Yoshmai Tzidichi Osir Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omar Amri B'mar Rabbah. How wonderful is this teaching that Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, which is west of Bavel, and he said, B'ma Rav, in the west, they used to say, and Arvis, in Mariv, an abridged version of our third part of Kriya Shema, of Parshas Tzitzis, because you don't say Tzitzis at night. So they used to say Davro Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleihem, and then they skipped Tzitzis and they went to the end. Ani Hashem Lekechem Emes. Amar Le Abaye Maimal Yusa. What's so wonderful about what they said from Barava? V'Amar Rav Kana Marav Lo Yaschel. You should not start the third part of Kriya Shema because we don't say Parshas Tzitzis, but V'Im Hischel. But if in fact you started Goymer, you have to finish the whole thing. So Nela, why they started it? If they started it, they should have said the whole thing. They should have said Parshas Tzitzis also. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me v'amarta aleihem lo yav ascholo, that amarta aleihem is not yet considered enough of a scholar. If you said daber of neisro v'amarta aleihem, that's not considered. Maybe you have to go into the Parshas Tzitzis itself. Amarta aleihem is not considered a beginning. That's not true. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav daber of neisro lo yav ascholo. If you stop after the words daber of neisro, that's not considered a start of the third part. But v'amarta aleihem havi ascholo, that's already a start. So memela, they should have finished it. Amar Papa, no. Kasav Amar Rav in Eretzrol, they held v'amarta aleihem nami lo yav ascholo. They disagreed with what we said before. They held v'amarta aleihem is also not of a scholar. Ad amar v'asulam tzitzis, until they actually say the words connected with tzitzis, that's a scholar. Then they have to complete it. Amar Abaya, what do we do? Hilkach anan aschuli maschalinin dekam aschali b'marava. We start off the third portion of Kriya Shema because that's what they do in Marava in Eretz Yisrael. The kivin daschalinin, and once we already started, migmar nami gamrinin, because we consider it a scholar. We consider Dabar Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem, that's enough Aschol. In your Eretz Yisrael, they did not consider Aschol. We consider Aschol. If we consider Aschol, then we're bound to finish it. Do Amar Rav Kana Marav Lo Yaschol, don't start it, Vim Hischol Goymer. And according to us, it's Aschol. So we copy Eretz Yisrael with the start. And once we start, we have no choice but to finish. That's why our minig, of course, by Marav, is to say the whole third portion of Kriya Shema. Chiyah Bar Rav Omar, he said the following, Omar Ani Hashem Aleichem, Kechem, as Rashi explains, if he said the whole parsha says Tzorach Loimer Emes, since we learned before that Hashem Elikim Emes, it goes together. So Memela, once he said the whole parsha says he has to follow it with Emes, and once he said the word Emes, he has to follow it with Vemuna. Lo yomer ani Hashem lekechem. If he didn't say the last words of ani Hashem, he didn't say the parsha of tzitzis. He didn't say Hashem lekechem. Ain etzarch loimer emes. He doesn't say emes. He doesn't say emes v'emuna. I afraid the Gemara. If he didn't say the third part of tzitzis, and he didn't say emes v'emuna, then he didn't say yitzias mitzrayim. Good. He didn't say tzitzis. We don't say tzitzis at night. Lavzman tzitzis. Lila lavzman tzitzis. Not the time to put on tzitzis. But v'aboy let kur yitzias mitzrayim. We learned from Rav Lozer ben Azariah, and that's the psak. We learned before that maskir yitzias mitzrayim b'leilois. So he didn't do that. And for the Gemara, he makes an abridged little version of yitzias mitzrayim. The Amar Hach, he says the following. Ma'idim anach lo l'cho Hashem l'keinu. We give homage to our Kaddish Baruch. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Who the son of Beis Avodim? Vasisalanu nisim ugvurus alayam v'sharan alach. And we sang to you about it. And Rashi says, and he continues with the other parts, which are he continues with Micha Moicha Be'elim Machuscha Rov Vanecha until Gol Yisrael and Hashki Veinu. Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Korach said in the Mishnah, why Lama Kadma Par Shema? Why Shema before V'hoi Mishmaya? Because Shema is Kabbalas Ol Nach Shema, and before V'hoi Mishmaya Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Why is V'hoi Mishmaya before Vayomer? V'hoi Mishmaya is by Yom V'Laila, and Vayomer, which is Sitzes, is only by Yom, not V'Laila. Tanya Rav Shem Ben Yichai Yomer. He had a different pshat. Bedin u'shiyag b'shma al-voyim shmaya. Shma should be before voyim shmaya. Why? Shezel lilmoid, because in Shma you have lilmoid to learn. It says v'dibar tobam v'zel lilamid. But v'hoyim shmaya is lilamid, because it says Rashi brings down u'lamadet ma'isim espenechem. And if you didn't learn first, how are you going to teach to your children? So memeil shma has to come before v'hoyim shmaya. V'hoyim shmaya has to come before levayomer. Shezel lilmoid, it says by us, but the Masoreh Shas says lilamid. V'hoyim shmaya, as we learned before, is to teach. Vizeh and tzitzis is all about a mitzvah of tzitzis, lasso, is to do it. And learning, first you have to learn, then you know what to do. Freit the Gemara, what you're saying doesn't make sense. Why? Are you telling me Shema is only learning and not teaching or doing? It says in Shema also Vishnantim you should teach your children. And it says in Shema also Kshartim you should put on tefillin, which is a mitzvah. Uksaftim you should write mezuzahs, which is a mitzvah. Vesu, what did you tell me? Another question. Vahayim Shema is only Lamed, who dispay to teach, Velasas Lespe, and not to do Voksivu Kshartim Uksaftim. It says over there also to do mitzvahs in Vahayim Shemoya, Tefillin and Mezuzah. Ela Hachi Kamer. This is what Rav Shim Ben Yochai said. Bidinu Shetagdim Shema Vahayim Shemoya, Shezel Lilmoid Ulilamed Vilasois. You know why Shema is first? Because it has everything. It has learning, teaching, and doing. And you know why Vahayim Shemoya is before Vahayim Shezel Yeshua Lilamed Vilasois. It has teaching and doing. It doesn't have learning. But it has the other two. Vayomer ain't well alas bavad. Vayomer has only doing. So Mimela, that's why it comes after Vayim Shemaya. Frey the Gemara, why did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai need a whole new pshat v'tebek leim Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha? Why didn't he say the exact same thing Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said in the Mishnah? The Gemara says ain't echanami chada vaykamer. He agreed with Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. Chada kadesh kabbalav al mach shemaim tchila v'achachi kabbalav mitzvahs, as Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said in the Mishnah. First accept the oil mach shemayim and then do the oil mitzvahs. And that's why Shema comes before Vahoyim Shemaya. Vahoyid. And a second reason is Mishum de Ispahani Miliachrin Isa. Because Shema has all three things, and Vahoyah has two things, and Tzitzis has one thing. So I have another track, but it comes out to the same thing. I'm just giving another reason besides. I agree with Rabbi Shimon Karach as well. Rav Mashi Yode Vikar Kriyish Rav Anach Tvilin Vitzali. One time they saw that Rashi says it happened one time that they noticed this, and from the end of the Gemara we'll see why it was only one time. He washed his hands, he read Kriyat Shema, then he put on tefillin, then he davened. Frei the Gemara, hey Chavad Achi, how did Rav do this? But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Hachayfer Kuch Lameis Bekever. In those days they used to bury people in a burial chamber, and they used to dig out a recess in the wall. So if somebody was digging out this recess for a mace, a potter. Since it's such a chashuv and mitzvah to bury a person, we learned before on daf yud aleph amid aleph ha'isik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So potter mikriyishma min atfilin mikol mitzvah mus b'tayra. He's potter from all these mitzvahs because he's busy with burying the dead. He gives man kriyishma. Then the Mishnah says something. Brisa says something which is a total contradiction. If zman kriyishma came, oila he goes out of his work. V'naytel yadav he washes his hands. U'maniach tefillin he puts on tefillin. V'kayra kriyishma. And he says, Krishma responds, and he davens. So the Gemara right away jumps on the Kasha. Hagov the Kasha, it's a steerer. Reisha Amar Potter, you said he's Potter because Isaac Mitzvah Potter from a mitzvah. If he's busy in one mitzvah, he's Potter from the other mitzvah. Vesei Fachayev, and in the end, you told me that if Krishma comes, he has to stop what he's doing and he has to put on tefillin and say Krishma. So the Gemara says, that's not a Kasha. Holoi Kasha. Seifa betrayed. Seifa is speaking about two people. Vereisha Bechada, the Reisha is speaking about one person. So if there are two people, they take turns. One person davens, the other person works. Then this person, the second person, davens, and the first person goes back to work. But Bereisha, the race being a Bechad, there's only one person. There's only one person. Oisik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, he's potter mikrishra. Mikal malkam kashla Rav. What's the kasha? Because Rav said to Krishma, and then he put on tefillin, and there it says that once, if there are two people, the other person has to daven, and what does he do? He puts on tefillin first, and then he says Krishma. So the Gemara answers, Rav kareb shuv ben karchas relay. Rav held like Rav shuv ben first comes Oil Malch Shemaim Shema, and then all mitzvahs. So the same thing. First he said Kriya Shema, and then he did the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's a big difference. Eimer Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Lahagdim Kriya Lekriya. He's speaking about what comes first, Shema V'Hoyim Shemaya. You're reading both. But here we're talking about doing a mitzvah. Kriya La'asiyah Mishamadle. Did Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha say that reading Kriya Shema comes before doing the mitzvah of tefillin? Doing the mitzvah, of course, comes before Kriya Shema. Vesu, and even let's go to what you're saying, Kriya to Kriya. Who says that Rav held of Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha even from one reading to another? Me sover like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, v'amar Rav Chiya bar Avshi, zimnin sagin very often, avakim nekame to Rav, we were in front of Rav, umagdim, he used to get up early in the morning, umashiyah, they would wash his hands, umavorach, and he would say birchas haTorah, umasli lon pirkin, he would teach us our learning, umonach tefillin, then he put on tefillin, v'hadar kari kriyishma, and then he said kriyishma. So the Gemara's kasha is from learning to Kriya Shema. Learning is Kriya. It's a mitzvah which has to do with Kriya. And Kriya Shema is a mitzvah which has to do with Kriya Shema. It's reading and reading. It's not doing and reading. And which one came first in his Seder? It came, Torah came before Kriya Shema. So you see that even in reading, a mitzvah comes before Oral Malchus Shema. So he doesn't hold a Rabbi Shimon Korcha even from reading to reading. The Chitem, and maybe you'll want to say, no, it's no Raya. Why? But Eloi Matas Man Kriya Shema. He didn't say Kriya Shema first, because it was early in the morning, it wasn't yet time for Kriya Shema. But Im Kain, Maya seduced Rav Chiya Rashi. So what's Rav Chiya Rashi coming to teach us? If I say it was Man Kriya Shema, then he's telling us a big halachidish that Torah comes before Kriya Shema. But if it was not yet Man Kriya Shema, so what's his chiddish? That what? That Rav got up and it wasn't Man Kriya Shema and he sat and learned? Of course, what else he's going to do? So the Gemara says, no, even if it was before Kriya Shema, there is a chiddisher. We learned before when do you have to make Birchas HaTorah. According to some opinions, for a Mishnah, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Kamash Malon that he taught us, the Afla Mishnah Nami Tzarech Levarach. What did he teach the Talmidim? He taught the Mishnah, and he made a bracha. So that's what he wanted to tell you, his Eidus, that Rav made his bracha. So in other words, this is not clear here whether he held like Rabbi Shimon B'Korcha or not. If it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema, then it's no proof that he didn't hold of Rabbi Shimon B'Korcha. If it was Man Kriya Shema, then it would be a proof that he didn't hold like a Bishum and Karcha. Anyway, back to where we started. We call Malkam Kasha L'Rav. The original Kasha comes back because you can't answer with Rabbi Shimon Korcha because Rabbi Shimon Korcha is speaking about reading and reading and we're speaking about reading and doing. So Memela, forget about Rabbi Shimon Korcha. If so, it's Shver. Why? Because Rav said Kriya Shema and then he put on tefillin, and we see from that Brisa by the mace that the person first put on tefillin and then said Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, of course, normally Rav would have put on tefillin, and that said Kriya Shema. The problem is, the shliach spoiled it. In other words, the shliach didn't bring the tefillin. The Zman Kriya Shema came, he had no tefillin, so what did he do? He put on Kriya Shema. That's why the Gemara says, it was one time, said Rashi, because normally Avadi would have put on tefillin first.